From Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Wednesday, May 15th. Coming up, we'll learn how some farmers in the Midwest are adapting as they enter a third year of drought. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. Illinois Republicans are glad the state is getting sued over a new law that changes how candidates are selected for elections. The conservative Liberty Justice Center brought a lawsuit over a measure Governor J.B. Pritzker signed this month. The law eliminates the ability of political parties to slate candidates for the general election if no one ran in the primary. State Representative Blaine Willhauer says he has concerns beyond the ballot access questions brought in the lawsuit.
When you got sitting state representatives that are literally voting for a bill to preserve their own position, you got major problems, and I think that you need to be asking serious questions.
Republicans unanimously voted against the measure. Some Democrats did too, saying it's unfair to change the rules of the game while it's being played. Despite the law, the State Board of Elections is still accepting nominating petitions for slated candidates. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker's office is patting itself on the back for keeping people enrolled in Medicaid coverage. Medicaid redeterminations were stopped during the COVID-19 pandemic, but resumed last year. You once again have to prove every year that you're eligible for benefits. Pritzker worried that hard-to-reach people, like those without technology or experiencing homelessness, would be left out.
As we close out this process, I am proud to announce that Illinois is among the leading states in the country with a retention rate of 73%, one of the highest in the entire nation.
Nearly 4 million people have so far gone through the process to determine whether they can keep their health care benefits. Still to come, we'll learn how some farmers in the Midwest are adapting as they enter a third year of drought. That story is coming up next on 217 Today.
Follow comedian Jesus Trejo on a cross-country journey as he explores how comedy binds us together in the series The Roots of Comedy. Trejo talks shop with six up-and-coming comedians as they reveal their perspectives on the unifying power of their craft. This exploration of the fabric of our country is part laughs and part commentary. Friends of WILL can binge all six episodes of The Roots of Comedy with Passport starting May 24th ahead of the broadcast premiere in June.
You're listening to 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. Planting is well underway across the Midwest, but farmers are still grappling with dry conditions that led to lower than normal corn yields last fall. This is the third year of a near historic drought for parts of the Corn Belt. As Harvest Public Media's Grant Winterer reports, producers are making adjustments as this growing season begins.
Mark Mueller climbs into his Jeep to check on his nearly 2,000 acres. The fourth-generation farmer in Bremer County, Iowa, says last year's crop was below expectations.
It was very dry last year and it was very cold.
This spring hasn't been much easier. Mueller knows the region's behind on rain.
It's not Corn Belt-wide like it was in the Dust Bowl days, but it could also develop into a Dust Bowl type thing. All it has to do is quit raining tomorrow and we'll be pretty dry within a month.
Mueller, who's also a director with the Iowa Corn Growers Association, typically plants two-thirds corn and one-third soybeans across his field. This year, he's scaling back his corn. Northeast Iowa, where Mueller farms, was in exceptional drought after a dry fall and winter. Recent rains have lifted the area into a severe drought. Still, Dennis Toddy, director of the USDA's Midwest Climate Hub, says the area's been parched for a historically long time.
We would probably need to go back to some period in the 1950s or even some in the 1930s to compare with what we've seen in the way of longevity and amount of precipitation deficit we're dealing with.
The U.S. Drought Monitor shows significant areas of Kansas and Iowa are in severe drought, while other portions of the Great Plains, as well as Minnesota and Wisconsin, are also affected. Toddy says because precipitation has been down over the past few years, there's less moisture for corn roots to tap into.
Because of this lack of rainfall over a longer period, deeper soil moisture profiles are dry. Groundwater is, being limited in some areas.
In Wisconsin last fall, yields were better than expected, but mostly due to good soil moisture. Crop educator Sam Bibby with the University of Wisconsin Extension says they can't rely on that again this year.
If we ended up in a situation like we did last year during the summer, it would certainly be a lot worse than last year just because we are lower on that subsoil moisture.
The dry conditions are having impacts on more than corn and soybeans. In southeast Missouri, first-generation rancher August Horseman says they weren't able to raise their own hay because of the dry weather.
We were buying $108 hay. You can only buy so much of that to get by. So we actually destocked 50% of our cow herd last year.
Horseman is currently converting entire grazing fields back to native grasses to help keep subsoil moisture and his livestock's food sources stable. He recently bought 80 head of cattle. That's because Horseman is optimistic that even with dry conditions, the native plants will thrive.
So this looking like this is going to be one of our better grazing seasons, and we're still very dry.
Back in Iowa, where it's been even drier, State Extension field agronomist Terry Bossel says they'll be even more dependent on rainfall this year as the soil has virtually dried out. He says there's a lot of catching up to do.
Our 30-year average is roughly 30 inches of rain. And last year, that total was 13.8.
Totals this year are on track to meet that average rainfall after a really rainy April so far, as some parts of northeast Iowa saw nearly 5 inches of rain. Bossel's still concerned the rain could let up in the late spring and early summer, but he trusts in the ingenuity of regional producers to make it through any dry spell.
You have to have some hope and things like that. Sometimes I call it faith to get everybody through. Growers are resilient, so they make it through it.
The last couple of years have proven that. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Grant Leo Winterer.
Harvest Public Media is a collaboration of public media newsrooms in the Midwest and Great Plains. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says today will be partly cloudy with a high of 75 degrees. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Stephanie Mosqueda. Reporting today contributed by Alex Degman and Grant Witterer. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.